Today's daf is Menachis daf Memches. And we are 15 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, Boyamine, Rabbi Yirmiyah Me Rab Zera. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Baruch Yitzchak ben Shifra Miral and Rachel Bas Henya. So we're moving along in Perakat Cheles, learning the intense sugya of the Shtei Halechem. So as we've mentioned in the introduction to the last several dafin, every year on Shavuos in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a special set of karbonos that were brought. This set was made up of an oila, a chatos, a shlomim, and a mincha. The primary sugyas here in Perakat Cheles deal with the Shlomim and the Mincha respectively. The Shlomim, which is known as the Kivsei Atzeres, the Mincha, which is known as the Shtei Halechem. We talked a little bit about how the Kivsei Atzeres were unique in that they were Karbonei Shlomim, yet Shalmei Tzibor. Why is that unique? Because typically a Shlomim is a Karbon Yachid. In fact, this is the one example of a Karbon Shlomim that's a Karbon Tzibor. Additionally, ordinarily a Shlomim is Kachim Kalim. The Kivtzei Atzeres were actually Kachim Kadashim. The Shtei Alechem was a Mincha, was also unique. There was no Chelik of it that you were actually Makriv on the Mizbeach, but rather there was Tnufa that was done with it, together with the Kivtzei Atzeres. Additionally, it was eaten, like all Menachos are, Lezichrei Kahuna. Another thing that we talked a lot about was the Zika, the connection that the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem have. Specifically, we mentioned that it was the Avodas Adam of the Kivsei Atzeres that gave Kedusha to the Shtei Alechem. It upgraded it from being Kedushas Damim to now being Kedushas Aguf. Additionally, it was the Avodas Adam of the Kivsei Atzeres that were matir the Shtei Halechem. It allowed it to be eaten. Additionally, we saw that there's some connection between the two in that one is ma'akiv the other and the other is ma'akiv the one. Now, which one is ma'akiv which? That's Machloikis Rabbi Akiva ben Anas. According to Rabbi Akiva, the ikar is the lechem. The lechem are ma'akiv the kvasim. The kvasim is not ma'akiv the lechem. According to Ben Nanis, the halacha kemoisai, it's the kvasim that are ma'akiv the lechem. The lechem is not ma'akiv the kvasim. But again, a lot of different sub-examples of this special connection, what the Gemara calls zika, between the Kivsei Atzeres, the Shlomim that was brought on Shavuos, and the Shtei Halechem, the Mincha that was brought on Shavuos. Now, we just said that there was a Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Ben Nanis regarding whether the Lechem is Ma'akiv the Kvasim or whether the Kvasim is Ma'akiv the Lechem. But Rabbi Yochanan said on the very bottom of Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis, going on to the very top of Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph, that Hakol Moedin, everybody agrees, meaning Sai Rabbi Akiva and Sai Ben Nanis, that once the Shechita is done with the Kivsei Atzeres, at that point there's for sure a Zika between the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem, and at that point, in the event that you would lose one, the other would be a problem. Meaning then the Kvasim will be Ma'akiv the Lechem, and the Lechem will be Ma'akiv the Kvasim. The whole Machloikis is when the Shechita wasn't done yet. Right now, could I bring the Kivsei Atzeres without the Shtei Alechem or not? But once the Kivsei Atzeres already had Shechita done, at that point there's for sure a connection between the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem, and it's for that reason if something happened to the Kivsei Atzeres, there's no Lechem, and if something happened to the Lechem, there's going to be no Kivsei Atzeres. Today's daf is going to begin with an Ibaya of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So we're familiar with Rabbi Yirmiyah's Shailas from Rav Chas. This Ibaya Rabbi Yirmiyah is to a person. It's to his Rebbe Reb Zera, and it's really predicated on this introduction of Rabbi Yochanan's statement, and that is that despite the fact that Rabbi Akiva ben Anas argued whether the lechem ma'akiv the kvasim or the kvasim ma'akiv the lechem, but hakol moedim, once the shechita was done with the kivsei atzeres, at that point for sure the lechem ma'akiv the kvasim and the kvasim ma'akiv the lechem. So the Gemara says, "Boyim, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Reb Zera, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Reb Zera the following question: Kivsei atzeres shachton lishma. In the event that the kivsei atzeres were brought, the shechita was done lishma va'avad halechem, but before the zrika, the lechem got lost." So at this point, being that there's a zika between the Kivsei Atzeres and the Lechem, and again, Hakol Moedim Rabbi Yochanan said at this point that that's the case. So for sure, you can't bring the Kivsei Atzeres if there's no Lechem anymore. So for sure, the Lechem is Ma'akiv the Kvasim, and therefore, you certainly can't do the Zrika with the Kivsei Atzeres, B'Toiras, the Shalmei Tzibur, B'Toiras, the Shlomim that you're mandated to bring. So what's Rabbi Yirmiyah's question? His question, however, is, could you do the Zrika Shaloi Lashma? Wow. If I do it Shaloi Lashma, then it's Le'olu L'Bayim L'Shem Chayva. Then it's not going to be the Kivsei Atzeres, but Hamia, maybe it'll be a regular Shalmei Nedava. And if that's the case, you're going to profit something, and that is lahatir basa b'achila, you'll be able to eat the basa. If the kifsei atzeres are being treated as such, well, then it's pasul because it was avad alechem, and as a result, a carbon that's pasul, you can't eat its basa. Yetzul beis hasreifa. If, however, there's a mahalach to maybe convert it from being a kifsei atzeres to a regular shalmei nedava, how would you do that? By having a machshava shaloi lishma. Well, when it comes to shaloi lishma, what's the halacha of a shlamim? Ksherim, v'loi alu l'baylam l'shem chayva. But emphasis on ksherim, which would allow you to eat the basar. So the question that Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zeira was, would it be okay to go and proactively, hineni muchanam zuman, l'shem yichad kutcha berichu shchinte, to go right now and have a machshava shaloi lishma to fardin that you'll be able to be mat to the basar b'achila? Meaning, Rabbi Yirmi is telling Rabbi Zeira, I know this is a far-fetched idea, but maybe you can do it. Now, why is it so far-fetched? Because we know from Zvachim Daf Beis and from Menachem Daf Beis that Shalei Lishma is not just something that passes a carbon, but it's also a question of Isav Heter. It's Osir Lishnuye. A person, a Kohen who's doing the Avodah, is not allowed to have a Machshava Shalei Lishma. But maybe being that over here there's a Harvacha by having a Machshava Shalei Lishma, Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zeira, maybe in this instance it would be okay. Amal Eis, Rabbi Zeira told him, quote, Yesh Lecha Davish, Eina Kasha Lishma, Vakasha Shalei Lishma, can't be. Because if your Eitzah is an Eitzah, think about the anomaly that's going to emerge. It would come out that this Shlomim right now, the Kivsei Atzeres, if you would bring it with a Machshava Lishma, it would be Pasul. But if you would bring it with a Machshava Shaloi Lishma, it would be Kasher. Could that be? So Rabbi Zeira said, it's impossible, because just based on logic, you would end up with a maskana that, as far as I'm concerned, is untenable. Hence, it has to be that this is not an Eitzah. But the Gemara says, Veloy. Rabbi Zeira is saying that there's no such thing as having something that if you would do Lishma, it would be possible. What about the Karban Pesach? If somebody would bring it on Yud Aleph Nisan, but before Chatzos, before Bein Arbaim, before the time that you're supposed to bring it, if you would do it a Machshava of Pesach, it would be possible because the Pesach has to be brought Bein Arbaim. However, if you do it Shaloi Lishma, it would be kosher. And the reason is because a Pesach koidim zman is a shlomim, and if shlomim shaloi lishma is kasher. So you see mefurish tainas the Gemara that there's an idea where if I bring a carbon and I have in mind lishma, it's going to be pasul, but if I have it in mind shaloi lishma, it's going to be kasher. So how could Reb Zeira say it's impossible that the kivsei atzeres could be pasul lishma but kasher shaloi lishma? What about a Pesach koidim zman? That is pasul lishma because it's a Pesach in the wrong time, but it's kasher shaloi lishma because it's like a shlomim shaloi lishma. So the Gemara says hachi kamino. Reb Zeira said, let me tell you what I meant to say. I know there's a concept of where right now I can do something, lishma, it's possible, shalei lishma, it's going to be kosher. But yesh l'chadavar, are you aware of a precedent? Shenira lishma, is there something that was kosher to be brought lishma? V'nitcham lishma, and now something happened as a result. If you did a lishma, it would be a problem, so that V'einai kasher lishma, but v'kasher shaloi lishma, but it'll be kasher shaloi lishma. Meaning, I know there's a concept of where right now I can't do a lishma, but I can do a shaloi lishma. But what about if I add one wrinkle, where it was once something that I could have done lishma, now because of circumstances I can't do a lishma, but yet it's going to be kasher shaloi lishma. That Pesach koidim zman is not going to help you, because Pesach koidim zman was never right to be brought lishma, and the Kivsei Atzeres were right to be brought Lishma. So the Kivsei Atzeres, which were right to be brought Lishma, before it was Avad Alechem, now it was Avad Alechem, it can't be brought Lishma, and you want to bring a Shalei Lishma, for that I don't have a precedent, and for that Pesach Koinu Zmanai is not a good sushi. But the Gemara says, V'loi, Reb Zeira, is that true? V'arei Pesach Achar Zmanai B'Shayim Oysashono. What about Pesach Achar Zmanai B'Shayim Oysashono? Meaning, what about the Karban Pesach after this man? Once it's not Bein Arbaim, you're Dal Nisan. At that point, if you brought the Pesach Lishma, it would be a Pesach at the wrong time. It would be pasul. If you brought shloi lishma, it would be a shlomim, and therefore it would be kosher. Now, the Pesach l'achas manai was once right to be brought lishma. When? When it was manai. So I have an example of when it was roi to be brought lishma, then it was nitche because it's lachas manai, so I can't do a lishma, but I could still do a shaloi lishma. So the kifsa atzeres as well. It was roi to be brought lishma when I had the lechem. It was nitche when I lost the lechem, but hamia shaloi lishma, let it be kosher. So the Gemara says, when Rabbi Zeira heard that, he said, achi kamina. No, you're still not understanding what I'm saying. You have to add one piece to this. Yesh lecha davar, you have something, shenira lishma, where it was roi to be brought lishma, v'nishchat lishma, that's the extra piece, and you did the shchita lishma, v'nitche mi lishma, and then something happened as a result which you can't do it lishma anymore, meaning any kasha lishmai, but the kasha shalai lishmai, and it's still going to be kasha shalai lishmai, that you don't have. Even Pesach lakas manai, the shchita wasn't done in the right time. In a situation where it was right to be brought lishma, and the shchita was even done lishma, then it was nitcha, you wanted to be kasha shalai lishma, that's not okay, and that's your case by the kifsei atzeres. Because the case of the kifsei atzeres is when you did the shchita of the kifsei atzeres, and then it was avad alechem, right? Why do we need that to be the case? Because we wanted it to be a shayla aliba de kuli alma, aliba de Rabbi Yochanan, and that holds hakol moed, and once the shchita is done, there's going to be already a zika. For that, there's no precedent, and that was Reb Zeira's response to Rabbi Yirmiyahu. He told him, Miyak Amidi, I never heard of such a thing. But the Gemara says, Valai, I could actually find you a precedent for this as well. Tari Taida, what about the carbon Taidas? What does this mean? So this takes us back to a Gemara that we learned together 2 days ago, on Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph, where the Gemara brought a brisa that talked about the relationship between carbon Taida and the Lachmi Taida. And there were a whole bunch of cases, if you remember, three examples of something bad happening to the Lachmi Toida and three categories of each one of those examples. But the bottom line is, in that long braisa, one of the situations mentioned was where there was a shechita that was done with the carbon toida, with the animal, and then something happened to the lachmi toida. It was nifras, it was yoitze, it was tame. So the halach is yizarek adam. You can go ahead and you can do a zrika with the carbon of the carbon toida. Now, the truth is, if you think about it, it's a little bit of a chiddush. Because a carbon toida needs breads. And once the breads are a problem, so what do you mean yizarek adam? So the answer is, you're doing it as not a carbon chayva of toida. You're bringing it as a shalmei nedava. If you remember, the braisa said, v'dei nidrei lo yotze. You're not even going to fulfill your net. You're still going to have to bring a new toida. But the point is that I'm going to take this toida, and I'm going to bring it not as a toida, I'm going to bring it as a shalmei. So think about what happened. I had a carbon toida that was to be brought as a carbon toida. Good. I did the shechita. I even did the shechita. Then something happened to the lachmi toida. I can't do this rika now as a toida because the toida doesn't have the breads, but I could do it shaloi lishma. I could bring it as a shlamim. So I have your example. Reb Zeira is saying, is there a situation where it was right to be brought lishma? I even did the shechita lishma. Then it was nitcha milishma, but I could do it shaloi lishma. Yeah, I have an example, the carbon toida. I was able to bring a lishma. I did the shechita. It was nitcha because something happened to the lachmi toida. I can't therefore now bring it as a toida lishma, but I could bring it shaloi lishma. So Reb Zeira told Reb Yirmiyahu, there's no such thing. I have such a thing. The Gemara says, Shani toida rechmana kari shlamim. Toida is not a tzushtal. And the reason is because even though when I take this toida now and I bring it as a shlamim, I'm technically bringing it shaloi lishma, it's not the same type of shaloi lishma. Because a toida is called a shlamim. We mentioned the Torah refers to the toida as a shlamim. Zevach toidas shlamav. It's a subcategory of a shlamim. Torah calls it shlamim. And being that the Torah calls it shlamim, so it's for that reason the toida l'shem shlamim is not really considered such a shaloi l'shma, as opposed to the kifsei atzeres that the Torah doesn't explicitly refer to as a shlamim. So over there, if you would bring it now as a shlamim, that would be a real shaloi l'shma. You don't find anywhere that something that was roi to be brought l'shma, the shechita was done l'shma, then it was nitcha from being able to be brought l'shma, you should be able to bring a shaloi l'shma. That was Reb Zeira's response to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, and this concludes the very first part of today's daf. So again, what was the very first part of today's daf? It was Rabbi Yirmiyahu's question that he asked Reb Zeira, a fun question like many of Rabbi Yirmiyahu's questions. And that is, where the Kifsei Atzeres had a shechita that was non-lishma, it was avad alechem, how come oidim now that the Kifsei Atzeres is pasul, because the shechita created a zika, is there an eitza to go lechatchila and do the zrika shaloi lishma, so that'll be a regular shlamim, so that akoponim, you'll be marviach, you'll be able to eat the basar, you won't have to take the basar, migal beis asreifa. And after many versions of what exactly Reb Zeira's response was, Reb Zeira told him, I know of a precedent of a situation where I have something that was right to be brought lishma, even the shechita lishma, now I can't do lishma, but I could do it shalai lishma. That's too big of an anomaly, and it's for that reason it's not going to be, oh, okay, moving along to the next part of the daf. So what we need to remember, as introduction to the next part of the daf. Again, all these different components of these daf and atali and different components of previous daf. And so it's practical to try to zero in on the specific nuances of the previous sugyas that we need so that it will segue Be'ezer Hashem and flow smoothly. So the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem were made up of two sheep and two loaves of bread, respectively. Our Gemara is going to discuss what would be if the Kivsei Atzeres were brought not with Shtei Alechem, but with Arba Chalos, with four breads. Or what if it wasn't two Kvasim that were brought, but rather it was four Kvasim that were brought? How would that impact the Hakrava of the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem? Another thing that we have to chazer over, and that is the machloikis between Rebbe and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon that the Gemara brought in the Brais on the top of that Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. The case over there was where the Kivsei Atzeres were brought, Shechita was done l'shma, but the Zrika was done Shaloi l'shma. And the question is, what Kedusha, if any, is Chal on the Shtei Alechem? Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, working backwards, said nothing is Chal. He said, according to Rebbe, however, there is Kedusha that's Chal once the Shechita that's is done Lashma. Now, what's the level of Kedusha? So Rebbe was very cryptic. He said, Kaddish v'ne Kaddish. And we saw Machlok Zabai v'Rava, what exactly that means. What emerged was that Sayabaya Rava, a Moida, that according to Rebbe, the Shtei Alechem are not going to be Mutal Achiva, Kaddish v'ne Niter. Additionally, we saw Say, according to Abaye v'Rava, according to Rebbe, the Shtei Alechem are going to have Kedushas Aguf so that it will be Nifsel B'Yoytzeh. The Shaila was whether it has Kedushas Aguf so that you can't be Poided anymore, or it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf so that you can't be Poided anymore. But in Yonenu, Sai Abaya and Sai Rava are Moida, that Alibi the Rebbe, once you have a Shechita L'Shma of the Kivsei Atzeres, even on Azrika, the Halach is, it's Chal Kedushas Aguf and the Shtei Alechem, that at this point, it would be Nifsel B'Yoytzeh. So as it relates to Psul Yoytzeh, somebody asks you, Shechit of the Kivsei Atzeres, and now the Shtei Alechem went outside of the Chaimus Yerushalayim, right? That's the Psul Yoytzeh. So the question is, or outside of the Azara, we're talking about the, not the Chalos Teideh, we're talking about the Shtei Alechem. So what would be the Halacha? Would it be Nifsul B'Yoytzeh, or would it not be Nifsul B'Yoytzeh? So the right answer is, it's Machlokes Rebbe, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. According to Rebbe, Kaddish V'Ene Kaddish, it's possible Yoytzeh. According to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, Lo'olam V'Ene Kaddish, until the Shechita and the Zrika is done. And this has nothing to do with Abai Verava, because this is true, Alibi the Kuli Alma. Alibi the Kuli Alma, according to Rebbe, it's Nifsul B'Yoytzeh. Alibi the Kuli Alma, according to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, it's not Nifsul B'Yoytzeh. Either way, with that introduction, again, chazering over the Machlokes Rebbe, Elazar Reb Shimon, the Gemara now is going to bring Braisa, and then a whole nother discussion with regards to what would be if the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem were brought with more than Shtei Lechems, and more with two kvasim. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, shachat shnei kvasim al arba chalois. In the event that the kohen went and he did shechita with two kvasim and four chalois. So the question is, now what? What do you do? Zok the Brais, moishich shtayim mehen. You take two of these chalois, shtei halechem, umanifon, you do tenufa with it, because that's what you're supposed to do with the shtei halechem, v'hashar, and as it relates to the other two, necholois pepidyon. You go and eat it, but only after your pite. So what's the halacha if you brought four chalas instead of two? You take two and you do tenufa, and the other two, pidyon, and after pidyon, you're going to be allowed to eat them. That's poshet, that the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem can't have four breads. Meaning, it's a nice geshmaka discussion, but push comes to shove. You can't have four breads. Torah says two, two means not four. So for sure, the dinim of the Shtei Alechem are going to be chal on two of the chalois, not on the other two. The question is, was tutmin mit der andere zwei? Also, how do you know which is which? So the Braisa somewhat cryptically says that be meishich two, sounds like, I don't know, any two, do tenufa with those, and the other two be paida, and when you're going to be paided, then you'll be able to eat. So the Gemara says, Amru Rabbanu kamei de Rav Chizda, the Rabbanu told Rav Chizda, ha de leike Rebbe. I think this Braisa has to be the leike Rebbe, to eat Rebbe, because if it's according to Rebbe, and again, which Rebbe? The Rebbe that we chaz it over in the Hakdama to this part of the daf, the Rebbe that holds that once you do the Shechita of the Kivsei Atzeres. At that point, it's chal enough kedushas aguf on the shtei lechem for it to be nifsal b'yotzei. It can't be like that Rebbe, because if it is that Rebbe, keep it on a shchita mekadsho. Being that Rebbe holds the shchita's mekadish, right? That Rebbe, the parak luhecha. How you going to be paid to the other two breads? Eat the parak lumeavroi. If you're going to take the four breads outside of the azara, and that's where you're going to be paid it. Well, keeping the chesiv lefnei Hashem, being that it says by the tenufa lefnei Hashem, so that means it has to be already in the makom hamikdash. If sul b'yotzei, it's going to be possible. Which again, we know this already from yesterday's daf. And igavoi, if you're going to do it inside, when you're going to be paid to the two breads, those breads are going to go from being kaddish to now chulin. You're not allowed to bring chulin lazara. Just like I can't physically bring chulin lazara, I shouldn't be able to be paid to hektish in the azara, because inevitably that's going to be bringing chulin lazara. Must be the Rabbana told Rav Chisda, it's the like Rebbe. Who's it going according to? It's going according to Rav Lazar, Rav Shem. So this Gemara, like a lot of these Gemaras here, are a little bit tricky. Rashi helps us out, but let's speak up al peh what's going on over here. And that is, according to Rebbe, it's chal kedushas aguf on two of the four breads, once you do the shechita. Now, you don't know which two it's chal on, right? It's impossible to know. But the reality is that it's chal, right now, kedusha, on two of these breads. As a result, if you're going to now want to be poida the breads, what you would have to do is, you would have to take the four breads and take the money or whatever it is you're transferring from to, and you would have to say that I know two of these breads are Kaddish, I have no idea which ones, I want the Kedusha of the two to transfer over to these two, right? That's essentially what you would have to do. And that's fine, do that, because that's something you could do. Now, two of them, you can't be paid, let's get this clear, because two of them are Kaddish, Kedusha, Zagof. And when something gets Kedusha, Zagof, you can't be paid it. Two of them, however, you could be paida, and the reason two of them you could be paida is because two of them are only kedushas damim, and the ones that are kedushas damim, you could be paida. Now you can ask me why the other two not kaddish kedushas agov, because only shtei lachmois become kedushas agov, not four. Why is that kedushas damim? Because once you amakdish it, you made it part of this carbon. You obviously said that you want it to be hektish, right? It doesn't have the unique kedushas agov. That's something that the avoid of the kivsei atzeres create, and it can only create it for two. It can't create it for four. But the bottom line is, all four are Kaddish, two big Kedushas Domik, two big Kedushas Agov. You don't know which is which. So essentially you have to take all four and you have to figure out some sort of opinion. Good, that's fine. There's no issues with that. The problem is, where am I doing it? This is a weird problem, not a what problem. It's a location, location, location problem. Vuzalich ton the pinyin. Should I do the pinyin outside of the Azara? Well, I'll have to take all four of them outside of the Azara, because again, I'm being played to all four. Two of the four, but I need all four. I can't, because two of them I'm going to be Nifsal B'yayitze. Should I do it inside? I can't do it inside either. The reason I can't do it inside is because the two that are going to be nifta are going to become chulin. Now, well, sorry, bro, chulin lazar, you're not going to be chulin lazar. So I have a weird problem, and as a result, I'm stuck. Must be. The Bryce is not going according to Rabbi. The Bryce is going according to Rabbi Reb Shimon. What helps me if the Bryce is going according to Rabbi Reb Shimon? It's very simple. According to Rabbi Reb Shimon, there's no psul yotze yet. Even though I did the shechita, but it wasn't chal yek tish saguf, so there's no psul yotze. So what do I do? Do whatever you want to do. Take two, do tenufa. You'll designate those as the ones that you want. And then the other two, I'm going to take out. And when I take out the other two, so it's fine, because I'm not violating any psul yaitza, because all they have is kedushas dam, and it's going to be okay. So the Rabbanan told Rav Chisda, the chayre, this price, it must be going, I'll leave it to Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, it can't be going according to Rabbi. But the Gemara says, only Rav Chisda told him, I disagree with you. It's a nice kish cheshbin, it's a good chap, but it's not accurate. I can tell you it's going according to Rabbi. Uparak lugavoy. And you want to know where the pinyon is going to be. Again, this is a weird problem, right? You want to know where the pinyon is going to be. It's going to be inside the Azara. I what's your kasha? You're being maybe chulun lazara. It's not true. I'm not bringing chulun lazara. I'm being poida hektish and the chulun memela kahavya. It's just memela that the chulun is being brought there. And Rav Chisda was being mechadish. There's an iser to physically bring chulun lazara, but if I'm going to be paid the hektish and memela chulun is going to be in the azara, that's not aser. That's what would be happening over here, and as a result, this is really not an issue. Zok the Gemara, only Ravina Lu Ravashi is Ravina. And Rav Ashi, they were the final redactors of the Talmud Bavli, and they're going through this discussion that once upon a time took place, and Ravina turns to Rav Ashi, and he tells him, I don't understand Rav Chisda's dichoy. For Hatanya, because there was another price that was said on this topic, and said, Kishuhu poidon ein poidon ala bachotz, that when you poid it, you have to be poid at bachotz. It says you have to be poid at bachotz, this must be going according to Rav Shimon. Because there's no Eitzah to be Poyta Bachos according to Rabbi. Because then for sure you're going to violate the Psal Yaitzah. So Bal Karachach, it's going according to Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon. According to Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, there's an Eitzah to be Poyta Bachos. No, there's Rav Chizda said there's a way to learn this price according to Rabbi. There's a way to learn according to Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon. According to Rabbi, it would have to be Bifnim. According to Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, you can be Poyta Bachos. Now the price says Mefurish Kishu Poydan, ain't Poydan Allah Bachos. And by the way, why would the price say it has to be Bachos? Probably because otherwise you're violating the Isser of Chulun Lazara. But here's the bottom line. You see Mefurish that the price is going to Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon. Rav Ashi told him, Ha, Vader Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon. That price, you're right, is obviously Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon. The Rabbi of Sulubi Yaitz. Because otherwise, it's going to be a problem of Yotzei. As it relates, however, to the first price, so there's no hechruk from there. See, right, there's a hechruk from the second price, but there's no hechruk from the first price. Now, some want to say that if the second price is Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, it's mistab at the first price, also Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, and the two prices are talking to each other. They're complementing each other, right? The second price is just adding a piece of information the first price didn't have. Say there. That's okay. But the bottom line is that when Rav Chizda was doicha, he was being doiched from the price alein. Minei Ubei, there's no right that this price is going to Rav Shimon. You could say it's going to Rebbe, albeit with a chiddish that is innocent to physically take chulin and walk it into the Azara. But if you pay the hektish in the Azara and v'chulin and mail kahavin, that in itself is not a problem. The other price that says that you're doing it pachutz, that's a good taina. Another Shlav to this discussion. I think this braiso is a tuf to the Rabbi Yochanan. A toida that had a shchita done, and it was brought on 80 chalois. So this is very similar to our case. We're talking about kivsei atzeres that were brought on 4 chalois, right? There, the toida was brought on 80 chalois. In fact, they're both double the proportion, 2-to-1 ratio. So the shtei lechem is supposed to be 2. And in our case, it was 4. In the Toida, it was supposed to be al arbaim chalois. It ended up being on shmoinim. So what's the halacha with a Toida? With the shchit, was on a shmoinim. Chizki said, kitchu arbaim itaych shmoinim. 40 of the 80 are going to be kaddish. Meaning, 40 are kaddish. Not 80, 40. Rabbi Yechon said, like kitchu arbaim itaych shmoinim. No. No such thing as 40 out of the 80. Either you have all of them or you have none of them. According to Rabbi Yechanan, there's nothing. Our sugya is clearly Chizkiyah. It's clearly not Rabbi Yechanan, right? We said 2 of the 4 are Kaddish. 40 out of the 80. According to Rabbi Yechanan, you need all 80, and you can't have it, thus you have nothing. You need all 4. Can't have it, thus you have nothing. So Tainas the Gemara, L'chayra, Rav Acha Brei the Rav is one who told Rav Ashi, Lema Te'avit Tufted Rabbi Yechanan. So he told him back, V'lav mi Yitmer Allah, it's not true. Don't you know what Rav Zera commented on Rabbi Yechanan's memory? Amr Rav Zera said, how come Oidim Heichad Amal L'katshu Rabbam Yitach Shmoinim D'katshu? That if the person would say, Mefurish, I want 40 out of 80 to be Kaddish, Rabbi Yechanan would be Maida. Rav Zera said that in Rabbi Yechanan. He said, Rabbi Yechanan didn't say there's no scenario for 40 of them to be Kaddish. There is a scenario. In fact, if you say Mefurish, I want 40 out of the 80, then the 40 would be Kaddish. No, Hachanami, Rabbi Yechanan will tell you that this Braisa is going, the Amar, the Kachru, Tarti, Mitaych Arba, and it's for that reason, this Braisa could stem even with Rabbi Yechanan. If Rabbi Yechanan said it's never possible, okay, Tiyufta de Rabbi Yechanan, Tiyufta. Right, and we know Rabbi Yechanan, even though when it comes to Amiram, he would seem to be the highest ranking Amira, right? Rabbi Yechanan and Rav, Halach Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish, Halach Rabbi Yechanan. But Rabbi Yechanan is not a Tanu Palak. He can't argue with a Braisa. Hence, Lemet Yav Yituf Tid Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara says no. Because even Rabbi Yechanan's Maida, there is a scenario where you could bring a Toida on 80 Chalois, and if that's the case, there would be a scenario where you could bring a Kifsi Atzeres on 40 Chalois, Zok de Gemara. So the first part of this discussion was a Braisa that talks about where somebody brought this Kifsi Atzeres, instead of on 2 Chalois, he brought it on 4 Chalois. The halach is 2 of them have the regular Kedushas Aguf, and the other 2 are Necholois Bepidyon. And the question was, how are you going to be paid it? And why was it a question of how you're going to be paid it? Not so much because of how, but more because of where. If you're going to do it Bachutz, you're taking 2 out of the 4 outside, and you're going to have a Psul Yoyz. If you do it Befnim, it's Chun Lazara. Now, Bishlam, if you hold like Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, there's no Psul Yoytze yet. When all you have is Shchitas, you'll do it B'chutz. But if you hold like Rebbe, that there is a Psul Yoytze, so what are you doing it? I can't do it B'chutz, I can't do it B'fnim. Does that mean that this price is the like Rebbe? Rav Chizda said, no, I could always tell you this price is talking about what you did at B'fnim. Could be there's an Issa to bring Chulun Bazar, but there's no Issa to be played the Hektish in the Azara when the Chulun is only going to be there B'mamel. Either way, that was the discussion. Oh, by the way, and is this a Tiyuf to the Rabbi Yechanan? How could you even have 4 chalas? Rabbi Yechanan says you can't bring a toid on 80 chalas. Nothing is Kaddish. No, even Rabbi Yechanan, as Maid Rab Zera said, that if he spoke it out, Mefurish, Rochel B'tchaktan, I want 40 out of the 80 to be Kaddish, it would be okay. No, Hachmai Eskin, and that would be the case. Now the Gemara is talking about what would be the reverse situation, where instead of bringing two kvasim on four chalois, you bought four kvasim on two chalois. Honey, Reb Chanina, tirasa. So Reb Chanina, tirasa, taught in a braisa, kameh de Rabbi Yochanan, in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan. So again, this is also a braisa, Reb Chanina, tirasa. Tirasa, this is a place. He's the one that's selling. He's the one that's fakoifing this price. Shachat arba kvasim al beis chalos. What would be if the koyin shechted four kifsei atzeres on two chalos? So again, too many kvasim. So what do you do? Moishech shnayim mehen. You take two of the kifsei atzeres. V'zoyrek daman shaloi lishma. You bring the zrika shaloi lishma. And then you're going to take the other two and you're going to bring a lishma. But you have to do it in this order, says the Braisa. Because if you're not going to first bring the two shalei lishma and then the two lishma, if sadatos achreinim, you're going to end up messing up the achreinim. And at that point, it's already going to be an ish. So in the case where there were four kfasim and two chalas, it starts really in the same way as in the previous case where there were two kfasim and four chalas. You can't have four kvasim, right? Just like you couldn't have four chalas. So two of the kvasim are going to be kifsei atzeres. The Torah says two. And the unique dinim are only going to relate to those two. So two of them are going to be kifsei atzeres. The other two are not. So what's the yetzah with the other two kvasim? So pasha, you could say, yetzah lebeis hasreifa. I don't know. They're not good. But that's always a bidyevet, right? So the Braisa said that really there's a better idea. The better idea is to do two of them shaloi lishma. And if two of them are going to be shaloi lishma, so the two that are shaloi lishma will be kosher. They won't have to be yetzel beis hasreifa because it's going to be a shlamim shaloi lishma. That was the first part of the daf. A kivsei atzer shaloi lishma is a shlamim shaloi lishma. And based on that, you would think that it would be okay. Stating that, the Gemara adds one knech. First, you do the shaloi lishma, and then you do the lishma. What's the reason? Who cares? Why can't I do first the lishma and then the shaloi lishma? Why would it be first the shaloi lishma and then the lishma? So he said, I'm going to tell you why. I think that has to be because of what Reb Zeira said. This is very geschmack in the first part of the daf. In the first part of the daf, Reb Yirmiyah came to Reb Zeira and he asked this to him as a question. Right? He wanted to know if I have a situation where I can't bring the kifsei atzeres but ifen kosher. The reason was because it was avad alecha. And then it was after the shechita, right? So I can't bring it but ifen kosher. Is there an eitzah to do it shaloi lishma? Right? You're not allowed to do something lechatchil shaloi lishma asur lishnuyeh. Zvachim daf beis, menachas daf beis. But maybe over here, I'll be marviach, not having to burn the kachim. So maybe it's a good idea. And what was Reb Zeira's response? Reb Zeira said, you can't do it. He said, you know why you can't do it? Because there's no precedent for a situation where you had something that was right to be brought lishma. The shechita was even done lishma. Now it's not right to be brought lishma, but it's right to be brought shalai lishma. Can't have that. If at this point it's not right to be brought lishma, because it's kifsei atzeres, psulim, then it can't be brought shalai lishma either. If you would go now and first bring the two kifsei atzeres properly lishma, then the second kifsei atzeres you wouldn't be able to bring shalei lishma because of Reb Zeira's taina to Reb Yirmiyah in the beginning of the daf. Because essentially those other two kvasim were right to be brought lishma because I could have brought those two as the kifsei atzeres as opposed to the other two. I did the shechita. Now I can't bring a lishma because I already brought two, so the game is over. But I should bring a shalei lishma. That was Reb Zeira's taina. And as a result, it wouldn't be okay. If, however, I'm first going to go ahead and I'm going to bring the two shaloi lishma, then I don't have Reb Zeira's problem. And the reason that then I don't have Reb Zeira's problem is because then when I bring the two shaloi lishma, I could have brought them lishma. I could have brought the first two lishma because I didn't bring the two lishma yet. So I'm going to go ahead, bring the shaloi lishma, I'll be mishana, but it'll be kosher. And then I'll bring the two lishma. Everything is going to be okay. You see, once I bring the two lishma, then the other two, I can't bring lishma. I could only bring shalei lishma. Zeira says no such thing, where I can do a shalei lishma when I can't do a lishma. If, however, I first go in the reverse order, I first do the shalei lishma. When I brought the two shalei lishma, I could have brought them lishma. That's not Reb Zeira's case. Reb Zeira's case was, is there a situation where I can't do a lishma, but I can do a lishma? Here I could do a lishma. I chose to do a shalei lishma. So by doing it in that order, by first being Zayrif Daman Shalei Lishman, and then you don't have to be Mafsa Dachroinim. That is the Oymik of what this Bryce essentially is saying. So Tani Reb Chanina Tirasa Kamed Reb Yoichan and Shachat Arba Kvasim Abayis Chalois Moishach Shnayim Mehen the Zayrif Daman Shalei Lishman. But it has to be in that order. Shim Yata Oymik Achaz, if you're not going to do it that way, if Sadas Achroinim, you're going to end up messing up the Achroinim. Amalei Reb Yoichan, Reb Yoichan heard this, and he said, V'chi Oymim Loi La'odam Amoid V'chatei B'shvil Shetezake. He said, this whole thing to me is a big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. You're going to go now to Chatchilo, and you're going to bring the Kivsei Atzeres Shaloi L'shma. What, to be Marviach? Not having to be Mafsid, the bosser of two of these Kivsei Atzeres is? I mean, I hear, but you're essentially telling the Koyin to violate an Isser. And by the way, it could be a Machshav Shaloi L'shma is an Isser Dei Raisa. Pash, this it is, right? Lo Yichoshe, remember all those raid bites. But the bottom line is, could you tell someone to go ahead now and violate an Isser Dei Raisa to not be Mafsid Kachim? Now, by the way, this would have been a legitimate Taina in the beginning of the daf as well, right? Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zeira this question. Rabbi Zeira wasn't impressed by this. I mean, it turns out it's a mefurish b'raisa that it's okay. But Rabbi Yochanan is thinking out loud. He doesn't understand. He's asking Akasha. Right? Rabbi Yochanan say, Talmud ani v'lomer dani tzarach. I don't understand. How could you do such a thing? What's this? I don't even understand the conversation. Right? Rabbi Zeira entertained this very stark. It's a mefurish b'raisa. I don't understand this conversation. How could you tell someone to go ahead and be over an Isser and do something shaloi l'shma, even b'shvil shetezake? And Rabbi Yochanan backed up his taina, not just with a hergis, not just like a hergish. But for tonight, it's really Mefurish HaMishnah. And where's this Mishnah? It's in Perakat HaRuvois, Mesech Dizvachim, Dafayin Zayin Amad Aleph. The case over there was where Evarim Chattash and Nesarvi Beivari Oilah. The Evarim of a Chattas when Nesarvi, the Evarim of an oil. Now, the Evarim of a carbon oil need to be burnt on the Mizbeach, right? It's Kulay Kolon. The Evarim of a Chattas on not. So Rabbi Eliezer said, now that I have a Taruvah, so I don't know what to do. He said, Yidnu Lamaila, take all of it. Take the Evarim Chattas, the Evarim Oilah, put them on the Mizbeach. Ah, you're putting Evarim Chattas on the Mizbeach, really they're not supposed to go on the Mizbeach. I'm going to make believe the Basa Chattas is really Eitzim. I'll let it add fuel to the fire on the Mizbeach. So I'm not doing anything wrong. The Chachamim say, no, you're not let to put Evarim Chattas on the Maroch of the Mizbeach. Fact, it's learned from a Pasuk. It's something that categorically is forbidden. So what do you do? To Uba Tzurasan, you just have to wait until there's an Ibra Tzura. And then you're going to burn it, right? Wait till it's Nifsa Belina. We spoke about Ibra Tzura a little bit yesterday. And at that point, you just burn it. What's Rabbi Yochanan's Taina? I don't understand what the problem is. Lema amoid v'chatei b'shvil shetezake. The Chachamim hold is no Eitz of Roya ani kilu hu Eitzim. So I can't do the Haktara because I have a Taruvus of Oil and Chattas. I can't put the Chattas on the Mizbeach. Why not? Say, put the Chattas on the Mizbeach to profit, to be Marviach. What exactly are you going to be Marviach? I'll tell you what you're going to be Marviach. You are going to be Marviach de Evare Oila. So to be Marviach de Evare Oila, go ahead and be Makder the Chattas. Just like you're telling me, to be Marviach, the Basar of the other two Shlomims, you could have a Machshava Shaloi Lishma. So here too, to be Marviach, the Haktara of the Evarei Oila, you should go ahead and be Mak to the Evarim of the Chattas. Elamai, you don't say, Amoid v'chatei b'shvil shetezaka. So the Gemara says that it's not a tzushtel. Why? Because Amoid v'chatei b'chattas b'shvil shetezaka b'chattas amrinan. To say do an Avera with a Chattas to be Marviach a Chattas, or in our case, to say do an Avera in a Shlomim to be Marviach a Shlomim, that's something you're going to do. But Amoid v'chatei b'chattas b'shvil shetezaka b'chattas amrinan. Here it's two different carbonas, and for two different carbonas, then already you can't do it. So one carbon could be Teveya, do something wrong with me in an area to make me kosher. But for the Oila to be Teveya, something wrong happening with the Chattas to be Marviach the Oila, that's not something you can do. But the Gemara says, is it even so posh that Pechadim Milsam you can do Vatani, we learned in another Bryce, Kivsei Atzeres Shachton Shaloi Lishman, the Kivsei Atzeres that were brought Shaloi Lishman, Oisha Shachton, Bein Lefnei Zmanam, Bein La'achar Zmanam, or if the Shechitu was done, not Shaloi Lishman, but it was done at the wrong time, right? Lefnei Zmanam, and La'achar Zmanam is either before Shavuos or after Shavuos. So the Halach is, Hadam Yizarek, you do Zrika with the Dam, and you could eat the basar. Why? Because shlomim shalei lishma is kosher, and even lefnei zman alach zman, it's still kosher as a regular shalmei nedava. And as a result, hadam yizari v'abas yachal. Obviously, you're not yoytz the chiyuv because it has to be done lishma, right? Lei olu lebaylam l'shem chayiva, and certainly koydim zman alach zman, you can't be yoytz the ikur chiyuv. But at the same time, you could do zrika and you could eat the basar. Then ma'isa Shabbos. Let's say it was Shabbos when this happened. So you did the machshava shloi l'shma on Shabbos, then lo yizrik. Don't do the zrika on Shabbos. Ve'im zarak, if you did this rika, hurtza, there's a ritzoy, la'akter emurim la'erev, so that you'll be able to be makter the emurim la'erev. So if it's Shabbos, then already you don't do this rika. And the reason is because you don't bring a carbon yachin on Shabbos. So being that at this point, it's already a regular nedev and adava, so this is not something you could bring on Shabbos. If you did it, this rika is good. It's not like b'di'evet, this rika is not good. Now you can be makter the emurim, but you can't be makter the emurim on Shabbos either. So what you're going to do is you be makta de emurim le'erev, and at that point, everything is going to be okay. What's the Gemara's kasha? Va'amai. I don't understand. Why can't you do this rika on Shabbos? Lema, why don't we say, amoid chate, go ahead and do this rika now, bishvil shetezaka, so that you will be able to be mezaka, what? To be makta de emurim, and to be able to eat the basar. Meaning, why is it that we say that you can't do this rika on Shabbos? Do this rika on Shabbos. What's the problem? You've been going over this when you do this rika on Shabbos. I know I'm being over this. But if I don't do this rika on Shabbos, I'm going to lose out the emurim, I'm going to lose out the basar. You know why? Because dam's nifsel b'shkiyas are crashy, and at night I'm not going to be able to do this rika, so it's going to be lost. Meaning, the price is like this. B'di'evet, if you did this rika, you could do the akhtar at night. But l'chatchila, don't do this rika. Well, if I don't l'chatchila do this rika, I won't be able to do the akhtar at night. I won't be able to eat the basar because this rika's matter, and I'm the sabashki, I can't do it at night. The teretz is that you're not allowed to do this rika on Shabbos. We don't want for my life. If you can't do it, you can't do it. But so, Rabbi Yochanan, what happened to this new svara? Amoid v'chatei b'shvul shatazaka. You're letting me bring the kifsei atzeres shaloi l'shmas. Why won't you let me do this rika on Shabbos? What's the difference? Elmai, you'll tell me it's not the same. It is the same carbon. I'm going to do a zrika with this carbon, so I should be able to eat the bus and be makta de murim of this carbon. So the Gemara says that that's not a tzushtal either. And the reason is because amoid chatei b'shabbos kedei shetiske b'shabbos aminan. If it was happening on the same day, we would allow it. The problem is, over here, it's amoid chatei b'shabbos. He's saying, go do an aveir on Shabbos kedei shetezake b'choil. So you'll be able to be zoiche b'choil, and that loy aminan, that's already not something that you say. So just like we said in two karbonis, you wouldn't say this chiddish, so too, go ahead and do some sort of chil Shabbos so that you'll be able to be yoitze b'choil. If there was a way to be marviach on Shabbos, then we would allow it. But to be marviach b'choil, that already you wouldn't do. But the Gemara asks one more cash on this. Is that true? We don't say this idea of amoid v'chatei b'shvul shetezaka by two things, right? Again, so the Gemara said this chiddush is an idea of bringing the kifsei atzeres shaloi l'shma. Yechon couldn't understand it. If you say amoid v'chatei, why don't you say it here? Why don't you say it there? And the Gemara basically came out b'chada milsa, you would say it, right? The same carbon, same day, but for Tarti Mili, that already you weren't saved. The Gemara says it's not true. I have a precedent that even by two things you would say this. Now, this precedent is talking about a whole nother inyan. It's literally Mimer Chaktavi Lachma. It's Mishnah in Mesechtis Trumois. It's actually quoted very prominently in the Sugya of Rechinis Kanakayanim and that famous Tyrus Sugya in the end of the first paragraph of Mesechtis Psachim. But we'll just extrapolate from this the one detail that we need. Says the Gemara. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Chavishal Truma Shinishbera Begasu Al Yoinah. So in the olden days, the winemaking process was different than it is today. But the one thing we need to visualize is there was the gas al yoin and the gas tachtoina. So you have this upper area where you have grapes and you're pressing them and the wine is dripping. And on the bottom, you have this gas al tachtoina, this big vat that has a lot of things inside of it. Okay, so what happened over here was there was a chavish al truma that was in the gas al yoina and it broke. And it's starting to leak. It's starting to drip into the gas atachtoina. Ube tachtoina, you want to know what was in the tachtoina? There was chulin, tmeyan. There was chulin, that was tamay. Now, this is a big problem. The reason it's a problem is because as soon as the truma falls into the chulin, that's tamay, the truma is going to become tamay as well. And what you can end up is a taruvis of truma tmeya and chulin tmeyan, which is going to basically knock out the whole taruvis. Going to be nothing to do with it. So chulin tmeim is what to do with. Truma tmeya is a much bigger problem. So as the truma falls in, it becomes tameh, and then it goes ahead and it makes problems. So first it's makabel, it becomes tameh, and then it's noisein, it goes ahead and it messes up the taruvas. So you're in a little bit of a pinch here because you're about to lose your inventory. There's a big issue here, and that's the backdrop to this case. So the Mishnah says like this: Moed Rablezer Rabbi Shur, Rablezer Rabbi Shur, both Moedish Miyachal Hatzal Mimenu Revius Petayr Yatzal. That if there's a way to somehow be Matzal the Revius of the Yayin Truma Petayr, you should do that. The Imlav, let's say you can't. This is the part of we need. Rabbi Yehoshua says Teired Vetetama. Let the truma fall. Let it be metama. Va'al yitamer b'yad, and don't go proactively and make a tamer. Rabbi Shua says, "Af yitamer b'yad. If you want to be metama, you can be metama." The point of debate between Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua was, what would be if you have a way to be matzel the truma tmeya, or the truma that's tayra now, that's about to become tam? And the way you can be matzel it is by catching it in a chavis that's tam. Could I do that or could I not do that? The reason you shouldn't be able to do that is because I'm going to be matamet. You know, I'll be matamet truma. It's an issa deraisa. The reason you would think it's okay is because it's going to become tummy anyways. Okay, but why should you do it be a dayan? Let it just happen be a mail. I'll tell you why I would do it be a dayan, because if I do it be a dayan, I'll catch it and it won't mess up the rest of my inventory. I know, but I can't do it. But it's anyways going to happen. That's the shaila. So Rabbi Eliezer says, "Teirid v'tatami." You have to let it be matam of ayut tamen b'yad. Don't go proactively and make it tummy. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Af yitamen b'yad." You want to be matam b'yad? You can be matam b'yad. So again, moedim Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua shem yochel lahatzim men revius b'tayir yatz. If you could save it b'tayir, that's of course what you're supposed to do. But the shaila over here is, let's say you can't save it b'tayir. Let's see, the only way out is b'tumma. Could I do something or could I not do something? Bottom line is, what did Rabbi Yeshua say? Shalocha k'moisa b'chamak. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? Af yitamen b'yad. You're allowed. Go ahead, and you're allowed to be mitamit biyad. What do you see from here? You see from here, there's an idea that amoid v'chate, you tell someone to go ahead, to be mitama, to be marviach something. Now, you're doing an aveira with the truma. That's what you're being mitama. What are you being marviach? You're not being marviach the truma. You're being mitama the truma. You're being marviach the chulin. So it's tarti mili. So you see, even with tarti mili, there's such a patent. Zok de gemara, shani haslam, tumaka asla. It's not a good sushtel, because over there, mamon of shach, the tumma is getting messed up. It's not the same as over here. There, the tumma that you're creating is going to happen b'memela. What did you do? You were metamid. It's going to be tummy in 10 seconds. As a result, you're not being moisif and being mechadish the tumma. That's why it's not an issue. But for you to go ahead and take a carbon that doesn't have in it a shaloi lishma and to now make it shaloi lishma, or you're going to proactively do a zrik on Shabbos, you're going to be makdei vori chatos on the mizbech, all things you're not allowed to do, being that wasn't happening memela, even though something's happening memela, but that's not happening memela. This is already not a perfect tzushtel, and therefore that you can do b'chadim milsa. That's the teres Rabbi Yechanan's kasha. But betray mili, this is not something that you're allowed to do. Either way, we're up to the third and final leg of today's daf. So one of the sub-themes of today's daf is the Kivsei Atzeres that were brought Shloi Lishma. And up until this point, I think we took for granted that the Kivsei Atzeres that are brought Shloi Lishma is like a Shlomo Shloi Lishma. It's literally the first verse of Seder Kachim, and that is a Shlomo Shloi Lishma is Kasher V'lei Alu L'Bayim L'Shem Chayfa. And that's why Rabbi Yirmiya Shaila and this last Gemara that we had here, this Brice of the four Kfasim with the two breads, they all took for granted that a Shlomo Shloi Lishma would be kosher, and therefore, in certain situations, you know, maybe make the Kivsei Atzeres l'chatchil l'shalei l'shma, so it shouldn't be possible Kivsei Atzeres, which is Yetzel Beis HaSreifa, albeit you'd be able to be Makhtadei Murim, you'd be able to do the Zrika, you'd be able to eat the Basa, right? The things you'd be allowed to do because of the fact that a Shlom and Shalei l'shma is kosher. The Gemara now is going to bring another discussion, and over here it's going to emerge that it's not so pashat that a kifsei atzeres shaloi lishma is kosher. So the atzad that a kifsei atzeres shaloi lishma is going to be pasul. So the Gemara, kiyaser Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak came. So where did he come from? Like all the kiyasers in Shas, kiyaser Rav Dimi, kiyaser Ravin, kiyaser Rav Yitzchak. He came from Eretz Yisrael Tabav. So he said over the following tani, he taught this braisa, kifsei atzeres sheshachton shaloi kimitzvasan. The kifsei atzeres that was brought shaloi kimitzvasan psulim apostle v'tuuba tzurasam. They require ibur tzura v'yetzel beis hasreifa, and then they go to beis hasreifa. Now, if you go through the Rashi, he's innovating on this Gemara. So Rashi is mefarish this one line of Gemara, and really the next several lines in two ways. Rashi keeps on referring to the one mahalach and the other mahalach. We're going to go with the mahalach that Rashi prefers, and that is that kivsei atzeres sheshachton shaloi kimitzvasan means shaloi lishma. Rashi has another pshat. It was broad. It was the wrong age. Different issues with it. But the preferred pshat is that it was shaloi lishma. So again, we're dealing mamish with what we just set up, and that is kivsei atzeres that were brought shaloi lishma. You would think kosher. We took that for granted. And Rabbi Yirmiya Zibaya in the Brais of Chanina Tirasa. No, the kivsei atzeres that were brought shaloi kimitzvasan are actually going to be pasul. It needs Ibrut Sura, and then afterwards it's Yetzel Beis HaSreifa. Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman heard this, he said, Mar de Makishlu L'chatas Tani Psulim. The reason you say it's possible must be because you're Makish, the Kivsei Atzeres to the Chatas. Now, what does it mean you'd be Makish, the Kivsei Atzeres to the Chatas? So it's very simple, because the Pasuk in Parshas Emor that talks about the Kivsei Atzeres says the story of the Kivsei Atzeres, the onset of this story, in the same Pasuk that it mentions the Chatas. Vasisem, The pasuk says you should make a series of echad lechatos u'shnei kvasim b'nei shana l'zevach shlamim. It's in the Zelba pasuk, and being that it's in the same exact pasuk, so it's for that reason you must have been makish, etc. Rav Nachman, and hold that just like the chatos we know is pasul shloi l'shma, it's also the first mishnah in Masechta Zevach. Okay. It's not the first halacha, it's the second halacha, right? Chutz mina Pesach v'achatos. So achatos shloi l'shma is pasul. So memel kivse atzer shloi l'shma are going to be pasul as well. Stated that Tana dvei Levi, but Rav Nachman said that the Tana from the yeshiva of Levi, the gomer shal mechayve mishal minadava. He learned the kivse atzeres, which is the shal mechayve from the shal minadava. He was tani ksherim. He said that it's not pasul, but rather it's kosher. What's this Tani Devei Levi, the Tani Levi, Vishar Shalmi Nazir, as it relates to the other Shalmi Nazir? Let's take a look at Rashi, what this Vishar is. But either way, Vishar Shalmi Nazir, Sheshachton Shleike Mitzvason, that was brought Shalai Lishma, Ksherim Vele Alu Labailam Lashem Chayv, Vinechalim Liyayim Velaila, because the Shalmi Nazir is brought Liyayim Velaila, Vein Tounim Le Lechem Vele Israel, and because it was Shalai Lishma, it doesn't require the Lechem in Israel, which is something that the Shalmi Nazir ordinarily needed. But Tani Levi, that the Shalmi Nazir Shalai Lishma is going to be kosher. Said Rav Nachman, this Tani Levi is not like this braisa that you're saying over Rav Yitzchak. Why? And at first glance, it's why? Why? Because Rav Yitzchak is talking about Kivsei Atzeres, and Tani Levi is talking about the Shalmi Nazir. It's not the same thing, but Rashi explains. Rashi says that Rav Nachman was telling Rav Yitzchak, why is it that you would hold that the Kivsei Atzeres Shalai Lishma is possible? Makes no sense. Oh, it must be because we're Makisha Terechatas. Why would you be Makisha Terechatas? Val Sishtetis in the Zelba Pasik. It says, Vasisem Seiris and Echalachatas, and then it says, Shnei Kvasim and Eshon al-Zavach Shlomim. Well, guess what? The Shalmi Nazir also says in the same Pasik as the Chatas. It says, Vekrives Karboni Lashem Keves Ben Shnosei Tomim Echalo Oilo, Vikavsa Achas Bashnosei Tmim Lachatas, Vayel Echa Tomim Lishlomim. So it says it again in the same breath. So just like Veer, it says it in the same breath. And Afilu Hachi, we fife on the Hekish. No, I don't care about the Hekish. It's a shlamim, and a regular shalmei nedava is kasha shalai lishma. This is also going to be kasha shalai lishma. Well, in the same exact vein, it would come out that the shalmei kifsei atzeres should also be that way. So said Rav Nachman that, I hear what you're saying, Rav Yitzchak. It's obviously based on the Hekesh, but if that's the case, the Tanit Vei Levi is going to hold not that way. So Rav Nachman basically made a machloikis between these two braises, and had he come up with this machloikis between the two braises, one brais talking about the Kivsei Atzeres, the other brais is talking about the Shalmei Nazir, but he understood the common denominator between the two braises, and he understood the common chakira, the common tension that's going on over here. Do we say, let's be makish to Shalom Terechatos, because they're mentioned in the same pasuk, or do we say, Ashlam is Ashlam is Ashlamim? And as a result, Shalmei Chayva, which Kivsei Atzeres and Shalmei Nazir have in common, is going to be similar to the regular shlamim, the shalmi nedava, and therefore shlamim is bava nedim nedava. It's kosher shaloi l'shma. So too, this would be kosher shaloi l'shma as well. Freik the gemara akash meisvei, and this is a kasha on Rav Yitzchak's brisa, and it's a kasha from a brisa. It's actually a toisefta in the first parak of Masechta Zvachim. So if you learn toisefta, this is parak aleph halacha beis. I'm right in the beginning of Zvachim. Asham ben shana, an asham that's supposed to be 1 year old. The heavy ben shnayim, but it was brought 2 years old. Or ben shnayim, it was supposed to be 2 years old. The heavy ben shana was brought 1 years old. Psulim dalachas, it's going to be pasul. The tubar tzuras requires ibar tzuruv yetzel beis hasreifas b'yetzel beis hasreifas. So an ashram can be sometimes within its first year of life, sometimes second year of life. Different ashamis have different dinim. Incidentally, it's the Asham Nazir and the Asham Metzair that have to be ben shana. It's the four other ashamis that have to be ben shnayim. But the Braisa says, what would be if you brought the Ben Shana as a Ben Shnayim, or the Ben Shnayim as a Ben Shana? So Allah says it's going to be possible. It requires Ibur Tzura, Yetzu, the Beis Asrei, for Avol, Zok, the Braisa. This is still the Tosefta talking. Oilas Nazir, for Oilas Yoyledes, for Oilas Mitzayra, Shahayu Bnei Shnei Shnanim, V'Shachtan Ksherim. Now, the Oilas Nazir, the Oilas Mitzayra are also supposed to be brought 1 year old. What would be if they were brought 2 years old? So at that point, they're going to be Kosher. So the Asham that was brought wrong age, possible. The oila that was brought wrong age is going to be kosher. Klali shaldava zokta taisefta. Kala kosher ba'ilas nedava, kosher ba'ilas chayva. Oila is unique because an oila could also be brought b'nedim nedava. And anytime it's kosher b'nedim nedava, it's going to be kosher b'chayva. Being that an oila nedim nedava could be a ben shana or ben shtayim, and even if I said ben shana, I could be ben shtayim or vice versa. So therefore, the oila is always going to be kosher. It's not ma'akiv, the ben shana or the ben shtayim. As opposed to when it comes to the asham is not brought b'nedim nedava, there the rule is different. V'chala pasal b'chatas, pasal. There the rule is that we treat the Asham as if it's a Chatas. And just like by Chatas, the age is Ma'akiv, so too by the Asham, the age is going to be Ma'akiv as well. In fact, This is such a true statement. There's only one exception to the rule. Shaloi lishma. Shaloi lishma is pasul b'chatas, and ba'ashem it's kashrim. Eliezer, by the way, in the Mishnah in Zvachan Dapes holds that kechatas kashrim, that ashem shaloi lishma is pasul, but that's not the shita of the chachamim. But either way, what's the kasha? The kasha is that it's mavur over here that the oilas nazar, the oilas yoyledes, and the oilas mitzayra, wrong age. I mean, not too much shaloi lishma. Wrong age is going to be kosher. Why? Because we're medamit to the oilas nadav, as opposed to the asham wrong age, we're makish to the chatas. Chatas is possible, it's also going to be a problem. So, Drash, if you look in the psukim, for all three of these oilas, all the oilas that we just mentioned, they're all mentioned the same exact pasuk as a chatas. And if you're going to tell me that the fact that the mention of the same pasuk as a chatas is a reason to be makish to the chatas, right? Just like you said, the kifsei atzeres shaloi lishma is pasul, even though it's a shlam shaloi lishma because it's in the same parish of the chatas. Well, then these oilas should also be pasul because they're in the same pasuk as the chatas. Yet they're kosher. The asham is iskish lechatas, but not the oilas. Well, if that's the case, meisavei freit the gemara kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak's brayso, and for the gemara itana tana dvei levi. And I mean, this brayso taka doesn't stem with Rabbi Yitzchak, but at the same time doesn't have to because we know there's these two mahalchim. There's Rabbi Yitzchak's brayso and there's tana dvei levi's brayso. Tana Devei Levi, Taka didn't hold it a hekish, and it's for that reason, according to him, this would not be an issue. Incidentally, if you look in the Rishonim, they struggle a little bit to know what was even the Havamina. You know? I mean, you're asking Akasha on Rabbi Yitzchak's Braisa from a Braisa, and what's the Teretz? Oh, it looks like the other Braisa. You knew the other Braisa, L'chatchila. So, Umikorim Maikosavr, L'Basayf Maikosavr. It's not so clear what the Shakla Vatari is. But either way, the Gemara says, Enochinami, this Braisa is Tana Devei Levi. It doesn't stem with Rabbi Yitzchak's Braisa, but that doesn't really matter. Toshma, Sok the Gemara, Nacha, Ha'ara on this discussion. The Tani Levi. Levi taught the following braisa, Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzayra, the Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzayra, Sheshacht on Shloi Lishmat, where the Shechita was on Shloi Lishmat. So now we are talking about the Shechita. So you have the Asham of the Nazir, the Asham of the Mitzayra, where the Shechita was on Shloi Lishmat, Ksherim Veloy Alu Bain Lashem Chayvet, Kashem Veloy Alu Bain Lashem Chayvet, that's the din of an Asham Shloi Lishmat. Shacht on Mechusas Man, the Bailim, what would be if the Shechita was done where the Bailim was Mechusas Man? So the Bailam was not yet at the point of his Taira where he's ready to bring the Asham Nazir or the Asham Mitzayra. Or if they were 2 years old. So we mentioned the Asham Nazir, the Asham Mitzayra was supposed to be a Ben Shon. So you brought a Ben Shteishonim, Vishachton, and you went ahead and you shechted them. Psulin, the halach is, they're going to be pasul. So again, Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzayra, Shloi Lishmas Kasher, will be of a late Alu. If it's Mechusas Man Bebailim, then it's pasul, or if it was b'nei shtei shanim v'shachtam psulim, it's going to be pasul as well. Now, if you're going to tell me that there's an idea that Levi holds, that the way I view a situation, the way I view a situation is that I treat it in a matziv of chayva sometimes, the way it would be in a matziv of nedev in a dava. Well, if that's the case, meaning if he holds that the Shalmei Nazir, Shaloi Lishma is kosher, like a regular Shlomim is, and Rav Nachman said by extension, he would hold the Kiftei Atzeres, Shaloi Lishma is also kosher, because a regular Shlomim is, right? Rav Nachman was the one that made the machloikis between Rav Yitzchak and Levi. Well, if that's the case, then why don't we say Asham Nazir v'Asham Mitzayra should be learned, May Asham Gzeles v'Asham Yilais? Asham Gzeilus, Asham Yilois should be learned from Asham Nazim, Asham Mitzayra. So why is it that Levi said the Asham Nazim, Asham Mitzayra, that if you brought it the wrong age, the halach is it's going to be pasul? There are some Hashamis that you could bring the wrong age. So if there's some, there are some Hashamis that are brought when they're 2 years old. So why don't we say that just like those could be brought Ben Shnayim, so these could also be brought Ben Shnayim? So again, this is Levi's braisa. Levi said, Asham Nazir, the Asham Mitzayra, Shahayu ben shtei shanim v'shachtam psulim. Faith, where had is it shtim with Levi, who said, Ushar shalmei nazir shashachtan shalaykim mitzvasan k'sheirim v'loy olu b'ayim l'shem chayv. How do these two Levi shtim? Again, it's not the easiest gemara. The first Levi said that the shalmei nazir shloy l'shma is going to be kasher. What's the chiddush? That you're not makish at the chatas because you treat it like all the other shlamims. Well, if that's the case, then an asham that's b'nei shtei shanim, where it's supposed to be a ben shana, like the Asham Naz and the Asham Mitzayra, should also be kosher. Because you should say, midi dehavi, like the other Ashams, which are kosher in that situation. There are Ashams that are kosher ben shtei shanim. That's not what he said. So why is it that when it comes to the Shalmei Nazir. He compares the Shalmei Nazir to other Shlamims, but when it comes to the Hashem Nazir and the Hashem Etzayra, he doesn't compare it to the other Hashemites. In fact, what was the other option when it came to the Shalmei Nazir? Compare it to other Shlamims or to the Chatas? He said, no, other Shlamims. Why Chatas? I'll tell you what, because it's in the same pasuk, I don't care. But I'd rather compare Shlamim to Shlamim, not Shlamim to Chatas. When it comes to the Hashemites, Levi sees it the other way around. What Levi sees is instead of comparing the Asham to the Asham, he compares it to the Chatas. So the Shalmei Nazir, he preferred to compare to the Shlamim than to the Chatas. The Asham Nazir and the Asham Etzayir, he preferred to compare to the Chatas than to the other Ashamas. That is the Gemara's Kasha. I don't understand. These two Levis at first glance seem to be a stira. They don't seem to shtem. In other words, Memanavshach, either you should compare them both to their own like, or you should compare them both to the Chatas. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Simi Barashi. So Rav Simi Barashi said there's a very clear distinction. Don and Davish Lebe Achshem and Davish Lebe Achsheroi. Vein Don and Davish Lebe Achshem and Davish Lebe Achsheroi. Very, very different. The Shalmei Nazir, what's Levi saying? A Shalmei Nazir was brought Shalei Lashma. Should I compare it to a Shlomim Shalei Lashma or to a Chata Shalei Lashma? Shlomim Shalei Lashma, I find this kosher. Chata Shalei Lashma, I find this pasul. I'd rather compare Shlomim to Shlomim. And I'd say, just like a Shlomim Shalei Lashma is always kosher, the Shalmei Nazir Shalei Lashma is also going to be kosher. And Rav Nachman, by the way, if that's the case, it's going to be true for the Kivsei Atzeres as well. That's why we're having this conversation right now. I'm not talking about Nazir, I'm talking about the Kivsei Atzeres. Good. As opposed to when it comes to an Asham, Nazir, Asham, and Sayyid, that's supposed to be a Ben Shana, and I went ahead and I did a Ben Shtayim. So now there's an idea. Let's compare it to the Asham, the other Ashamis, right? Pick one. Asham Gzeilis, Asham Yilis, Asham Shifcharuf, Asham Tali. I think those are the other four, right? So compare it to one of those four, where they have to be Ben Shtei Shanim. So say, just like there it's Kasha, this should also be Kasha. No, it's different. There it's Kasha because that's what it's supposed to be. You don't find that even though I deviated, still it's going to be Kasha. Fakert. It's kosher because that's the way it's supposed to be. What if I deviate it? I don't know, maybe it's supposed to be pasul. From Chatas, I see that where I deviate, it's pasul. That's the better tushta. So by the Shalmei Nazir, where I find in the Shlamim, where if I do it the wrong way, it's still kosher. So I'll say this too, when I do it the wrong way, it's still going to be kosher. I'm done. Dovash loy behechsherei, mi dovash loy behechsherei. Asham, I don't have a tzushtel where I'm stelling to davash loy bechshem and davash loy bechshere. What do I have? What I have is the situation where the asham could be brought lechatchila, where it's supposed to be brought, not could. It's supposed to be brought lechatchila, ben shtei shanim. So just because you find an asham that's brought shtei shanim, that means that when it's supposed to be brought ben shanim, I bring shtei shanim, it's going to be okay. Where it's supposed to be brought shtei shanim, I bring shtei shanim, of course it's okay. But what about where it's not supposed to be? I don't have any makar by asham. You know what I have? I know from the chatas that it's a problem. So if it's a problem by the chatas, it should be a problem here as well. But the Gemara says, is that true that we don't dan davash lei bechshem and davash bechsheroi? The live atani ben lunter b'raisa. So there's only so many dafin you can learn in kachin without saying this. How do you know the psul yoytze is one of the psulim that the mizbech is mekadish that halach is malu lo yeirid? Says the b'raisa. Now I know that sherei yoytze kasher b'bama because yoytze is kasher by abama. I mean that yoytze is kasher by abama lechatchila. Right? It's not psul yoytze by abama. So it's not psul yoytze by abama. So it's something that you find sometimes as kasha, it's going to be okay. What's the kasha? How could you learn yoytze from the azara, from yoytze of the bama? Yoytze by the bama, there is no heft of yoytze, because there's no border to be yoytze from. And as a result, it's davash of the hechshera. As opposed to yoytze from the azara, where there is a border, there's a gvul. The gvul is called the azara. That's a davash shalei bechshera. So you're telling me you don't dan davash shalei bechshera, davash bechshera. What do you mean? Yoytze im alu layere teichiach, we learn a kula in yoytze by the azara, which is shaloi bechsheiroi, from yoytze b'dabama, which is hechsheiroi. Zach the Gemara, Tana azoyis teiras oyla riba samachle. The real reason why psul yoytze is im alu layere is not because of the svar. It's really based on a pasuk. It says, zoyis Teiras ha'oila, riba, teira achas l'chala oilim, shema lo yere, there's some yutim as well, right? All the sugis and perikam is bech mekadosh, but really it's based on a pasuk. The svar is just a simana ba'alma, Rashi says. But it's not the real reason, because as a real reason, it would actually fall short, because you don't dan davash levi achshem and davash bechshem. Either way, that's the teretz, how you reconcile the steer between the two levies. The bottom line, this last gemara, introduced to us a new chiddush that it could be a kifsei atzeres shloi lishma would actually be possible. What's the reason? Because it's iskish lachatas. Where do you find it? It's in the same pasuk. And the Gemara shtelt to a whole bunch of different things that if that's the case, anytime a carbon's in the same pasuk as a chatas, so you have to mamish ala panim, you have to suddenly flip over the whole Shulchan Aruch, has it relate to Shalmi Nazir, has it relate to different oilois that have to be brought a certain way. It would change so much. That was part of the conversation that the Gemara discussed here on Memches on the base. Again, a lot happened on Daf Memches over here in Mesechtes, Menaches. This sugi that we're learning is actually coming to an end. It's just another half a amid or so of Gemara. And the Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to continue moving along here in sugis in Perek HaTcheles.